Well, because of the pandemic, there are no boat shows this year, even though boating kind of took off because of the pandemic last summer. I mean, a ton of people bought boats. So Dave White is with the Coastal Recreation and Tourism Specialist with the New York Sea Grant. He says you and the family should kind of make your own boat show.
You know, in the season of COVID, we're not going to have boat shows as we normally have, where you're going to go to the fairgrounds or you maybe go up to Clayton to theirs or over to Rochester. You know, we're not going to have those kind of events. So, you know, but a lot of us are thinking of that. So, you know, what can we do? And now I refer to it as let's be COVID creative. And for those folks that love to go to the boat show, for example, you know, why don't you think about taking a Saturday? It's going to be a nice Saturday or a Sunday. Throw the family in the car. Maybe your neighbors that you've been doing snowmobiling with and ice fishing with that are boaters, you know, loop a lake or go up through the canal or up to Lake Ontario and stop at some of the marine dealers.
Well, that's a nice idea.
So there you go. Make your own boat show. He also said, you know, if you want to take a safety course, like by 2022, anybody that is operating a boat has to take a safety course. It's not like younger than 16 or anything like that. So, you know, get the family involved and maybe all take a safety boating course when you're all home and it's kind of cold and it's not boating weather. And you can get that done and then you'll be all set for boating season.
I do the next best thing, Amy. I have friends with boats, so I don't have to worry about that stuff.
So there you go. I think just to be a passenger, you don't have to take a safety course. But it used to be, is it 17 and younger?
Yeah,
or whatever,
so,
but that
like
requirement is changing that everybody's got to take a safety course.
Yeah, probably smart.
I can see boaters like, really? I've been boating for 25 years, really?
I know everything.
You really think I need a safety course? I took one when I was a teenager, but like the whole buoy thing, I don't necessarily remember. There's something on the right and something on the left, and you gotta.
I know is stay in between the green and the red.
Yeah,
if you
I guess
stay in between them, you're good.
I should probably, if I end up ever operating a boat, I should probably take a refresher course, in other words.